Hello and welcome back to our audio web blog entitled 2012 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It can be accessed at the VOM website, which is www.persecution.com. You can actually have VOM send it to your email every week. When it comes to my email, I print it out and I share it with you, and I pray for the nations and the people indicated for the following week. You can set up a system like that for yourself, too. I'm sure you have people that you could share it with. Well, in China tonight, 17 Chinese believers were temporarily detained and questioned earlier this month, actually, after local officials and police raided a baptismal service at the Bazhaihu House Church in Newchang in western China. More than 20 Christians were celebrating a baptism on the morning of June 7, when police officers raided their service. Officials from the Domestic Security Department held 17 of the Christians for questioning until 7 p.m. The leader of the house church, Wang Lili, was not present during the raid, but officials confiscated her purse, which contained her government ID, her keys, and more than $500. Wang asked police for her purse the next day, but they refused to return it to her. And police required the husband of one detainee to sign a guarantee that his wife would not attend the house church services again. This caused the man, who is not a Christian, to become very angry with his wife. Pray for this woman and the other house church members. Pray that Christians in China will be able to worship as openly as they wish. In Israel, attorneys for Jewish extremist Jack Titel have proposed a plea agreement wherein Titel would plead guilty to amended charges that do not include references to hate crimes, according to recent Israeli news reports. If convicted under the amended charges, Titel could be sent to a psychiatric facility rather than prison. Titel has been charged with, and on multiple occasions has admitted to, bombing the home of well-known Messianic pastor David Ortiz, among other crimes. Titel's motivation for the bombing was thought to be ridding Israel of those with beliefs different from his own. It took the courts more than 2 years to determine that Titel was mentally fit to stand trial. Pastor Ortiz's son, Ami, was severely injured in the bombing, but has made a significant recovery. The Ortiz family has requested prayer for the trial proceedings that the judge would give appropriate sentences for each of Titel's crimes. "We have trained ourselves not to lose hope," wrote Pastor Ortiz's wife, Leah. "His word comforts, supports, guides, and gives hope, and his spirit enfolds us in his love." Amen. In Egypt, the fears of Egyptian Christians there were realized on Sunday when Muslim Brotherhood candidate Mohamed Morsi was declared the winner of the presidential election. "I have not slept in 3 days to follow the results of the election," wrote Asim, our VOM worker in Egypt. "He's the worst man to control the country for us as Christians." Just hours after the polls closed, the Military Leadership Council issued a constitutional declaration limiting the powers of Egypt's future president. In a previous move to retain control, 2 weeks ago the council dissolved the parliament, which was dominated by members of the Muslim Brotherhood Party. Pledging to be a president for all Egyptians, Morsi has resigned from the Muslim Brotherhood and has promised to include Christians in his government. But Christians remain wary. "We trust that God is also in control, and maybe he wants to revive the church in Egypt," said Asim. "We are waiting for the Lord." In Vietnam, pray for those involved in a project to purchase and distribute digital media players equipped with audio Bibles, Christian movies, and Christian audiobooks. The media players will be given to rural and tribal pastors. Thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. We hope to return next week at about this time or Friday morning so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob, and although I'm an area representative for VOM, this is not an official VOM presentation. By the way, if you live in the northern Illinois area and would like me to come and share with your group of any size about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry, I'd be glad to do that. You can email me at diakonos, that's D-I-A-K-O-N-O-S, as in Sam, diakonos3@gmail.com. God bless you today. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on sermon audio.